Fine. Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Thank you very much, Arthur and Andrea, for a great show. As always, the early birds from 6 to 8 at the Pacific Picking here on CITR. I'm not quite such an early bird, but I'm here at 8 o'clock and I'll be here till 9:30. For all of those people out there who want to listen to a little bit of Italian folk music. So that's a very broad term to pretty much encompass anything that I think is folky. And there'll be a little bit of a smatter of other world music from 9 to 9:30 as well. So we're going to start off here with a little bit of a tarantella, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this in a minute. Let's just get dancing.
Yeah.
Ecco, Alessandra Belloni, che è cantante, percussionista, attrice e direttrice del gruppo teatrale italiano I Giullari di Piazza. E lei è anche artista residente al Cattedrale di San Giovanni il Divino a New York. E poi c'è anche il fatto che Remo, la grande marca di strumenti di percussione, ha fatto uno strumento proprio a nome suo, Alessandra Belloni. E quello lì era dal disco Tarantata, Danza... Dance of the Ancient Spider, che è molto interessante perché ovviamente tarantella viene dalla parola per una specie di spider, ecco, spider dance anche si chiama così. Lei ha un sito web molto interessante, alessandrabelloni.com, se volete andare a vedere. Abbiamo sentito Canto di Sant'Irene con Alessandra che suona il tamburo, il tamburello. E andiamo avanti con Beppe Gambetta dal disco Serenata. Beppe è aggiunto con questo CD con il grande musicista Carlo Aunzo, che suona mandolino e anche chitarra, e Beppe suona l'arpa chitarra su questo disco e anche la chitarra normale, diciamo. Sentiamo un pezzo, Ciarda di Monti, dal disco Serenata. E Beppe Gambetta è stato qua poco tempo fa a fare dei concerti al Rogue Folk Club, e speriamo che torni presto perché è un grande musicista, che è anche un gran uomo, una persona molto molto dolce. Lei è anche sua moglie, che è anche brava lei. Allora, sentiamo un po' da Beppe. Scusate che stamattina poi mi sono dimenticata di portare il CD con Filippo Gambetta, quindi non abbiamo sentito, diciamo, il nostro theme song stamattina. Comunque andiamo avanti con Beppe Gambetta con Carlo Aunzo. Thank you.
giovanotti che chi la tormuier, tu li la bella sì, tu li la bella sì. Oi giovanotti che chi la tormuier, tu li la bella sì, tu li la bella sì. Bella sì e pinse miei diner, bella sì e pinse miei diner.
That was the very interesting, cool sounds of a group called Bev, Bonifica Emiliana Veneta. And that comes from the Rough Guide to the Music of Italy, which is a nice little compilation if you're not familiar with Italian music at all. And this group, as you can hear, there's a hurdy-gurdy in there, which is a pretty funky musical instrument related, of course, to, well, it's the same as the instrument used in Quebecois music. They're called the viel. And these guys, Bev, are an acoustic folk group, really sort of at the front of the contemporary Italian folk music revival. And several of the members come from other famous folk groups like La Piva dal Carne. And as their name suggests, Bonifica, which sort of comes from the Latin word, comes from the expression bonus facere, can translate sort of roughly as reclamation. And the rest of the name, Emiliana Veneta, come from the two provinces, Emilia and Veneto. So they're sort of reclaiming the music and culture from the Emilia and Veneto regions. And so you can really hear that in their music. Also, very nicely, the acronym BEV also is in their regional dialect, relates to the, this is in the northeast of Italy too, relates to an alcoholic drink. Bev usually means drink, usually an alcoholic drink. And also a nice coincidence is that this goes beyond simply the borders of Italy. But Bev is also, you know, obviously in English, has a very similar meaning in many English and Scots dialects. It's a very cool sound, quite an otherworldly sound. And the group has been around since May 1998, originally with a five-piece lineup. But several of the members, it's a different group now, but they originally, some of them come from this other group called La Piva del Carne, and that was a northern Italian, piva is a northern Italian bagpipe, was very common in that region's musical tradition, and it's related to the gaida of the Balkans, and you probably maybe even hear some of that later on today when I play a little bit of music from the group Mosaic. There is a Hungarian musician in that group, Nicola Parov, who plays the gaida. It's a great instrument. It's a bagpipe that is very much looking like the goat that it came from. But back to the piva. It's one of the Zampogna family. It's related to the Zampogna family of southern and central Italy, and I've played often quite a lot of music featuring the Zampogna. And it's really had a rebirth in the 1990s, probably similar to the hurdy-gurdy, actually, in folk music too. And although it's still probably on the outskirts of you know, mass knowledge, I still think it's, you know, getting much better, noted, more notable here in Canada as well. Okay, enough talking from me. You're listening to Give Them the Boot, by the way. It's an hour and a half of Italian music mostly, and then a little bit of other world music at the end. And I'm Linda Bull. I'm here every Tuesday morning now from 8 to 9.30. It's lovely to be here in the studio this early. I've got the whole place to myself. It's lovely. Next, one of my greatest favorite discs from the past 6 months, Collettivo Angelo Mai, this great group, a collective of musicians, all great musicians in their own right, all great songwriters and singers and instrumentalists, and they're based in Rome, although they're not all from Rome originally. They put out an album called Orchestra Mobile di Canzone e Musicisti, just sort of really a description of the fact that they're a mobile group of people, musicians and song. And I'm going to feature this track called Fiori Rari, which is an absolutely stunning sound. And it's sort of on the edge of folk. It's really more pop sounding. But anyway, I'll let you be the judge if you like it. That's a good thing. Just letting you know, too, that you can always listen to the podcast of this show by going to citr.ca and clicking on Give 'em the Boot. And you can listen to archived versions of this program from probably for the last 6 months, maybe even more. And I do try to put the playlist up there too, so if you're looking for this music, although you probably will find it hard to find here in Canada, but you can definitely get it on the internet. Okay, let's go ahead. Collettivo Angelo Mai.
L'asfalto bagnato riflette il mio viso stanco. Allargo una nave e scompare nel vento. E intanto ripenso alle maschere, alle apparenze e ai loro limiti. Rivedo mia madre e le sue scelte, che oggi sono lividi. E dimmi, dimmi, dimmi noi che c'entriamo. Stringimi le mani dolcemente, fammi sentire meno solo. Thank you.
immaginato il giorno del mio ritorno. E penso alle chiacchiere, alle ossessioni e alle manie. Rivedo mio padre e le sue rinunce. Voglio che siano anche le mie. E dimmi, dimmi, dimmi noi cosa siamo. Fiori rari nel deserto, un nani da giardino. Tornerà il sereno. Stringimi le mani forte che ora andiamo. Ora si va, andrei. Dove non si va.
con uno strumentale bellissimo dal musicista Eugenio Bennato, dal disco Lezioni di Tarantella, e infatti era una canzone che si chiamava Ballo per chitarra. E Eugenio Bennato è un bravo musicista molto noto dal sud Italia per il suo lavoro diciamo di ricerca con la tarantella. E se volete andare a vedere un po' della sua musica, andate a tarantapower.it. E Eugenio Bennato, e poi ha un nuovo disco che si chiama Grande Sud, se vi interessa magari sentire un po' della sua musica. E prima di cui ho fatto sentire Fiori Rari, una canzone stupenda dal disco Collettivo Angelo Mai, volume 1, orchestra mobile di canzone e musicisti. E il Collettivo è un praticamente partito dai primi concerti di Pino Marino e Andrea Pesce praticamente 2 anni fa, durante i primi giorni di occupazione dell'Angelo Mai, che è uno spazio a Roma. Comunque loro hanno formato questo gruppo con tanti altri musicisti, tra cui adesso Rodrigo D'Erasmo, Francesco Forni, Massimo Giangrande, Pino Marino, Raffaella Missiti, Andrea Pesce, Fabio Rondanini, Davide Piersanti, un sacco di musicisti molto bravi. E il disco è molto interessante. Il disco praticamente ha lo scopo di avvicinare tutti coloro che lo avranno fra le mani e nelle orecchie alle cause del diritto alla casa e della riqualificazione dei siti pubblici di Roma, e non solo. Ed è veramente un bel disco, Collettivo Angelo Mai. Vi consiglio di andare sul loro sito MySpace a sentire altri pezzi. Ci sono canzoni cantate da Francesco Forni, da Pino Marino, Massimo Giangrande, e hanno tutti voci particolari. Allora, dopo un po' di tarantella vi presento una vecchia canzone da un grande della musica italiana, Francesco De Gregori, e questo viene da un disco bootleg di tanti anni fa. È un disco dal vivo, e qui una canzone che si chiama A Pa.
Non mi ricordo se c'era la luna, né che occhi aveva il ragazzo. Non mi ricordo quel sapore in gola e l'odore del mare come lo schiaffo. C'era Roma così lontana, c'era Roma così vicina, e c'era quella luce che ti chiama come una stella mattutina. Thank you.
voglio vivere come i cigni nei campi, come gli uccelli nel cielo campare. E voglio vivere come i cigni nei campi e sopra i cigni nei campi volare.
Adesso una canzone d'amore.
Hey, puoi vedere la mia corona? Guarda il colore rosso del mantello. E questo trono ed il tappeto, guarda. Io sono il re e questo è il mio castello. Il regno mio si estende all'infinito, lungo le valli, i monti, il cielo e il mare. Io sono il re del tempo e della storia. Sono il re, venitemi a guardare, perché sono innamorato e sono corrisposto. Io sono il re di questo posto. Senza regno né corona, con una donna che mi vuole bene. Solo io, e lo sai solo tu, amore mio. Nessuno può vedere la mia corona, ma sono il re, io sono il re in persona. Perché sono innamorato e sono corrisposto. Io sono il re di questo posto. Senza regno né corona, con una donna che mi vuole bene, con una donna che mi vuole bene, con una donna che mi vuole bene.
Via l'estate, niente più ci rimane. Se anche il sole ci scalda ancora, non può bastare. È andata via l'estate, scivolando da una mano, né il bene né il male saranno passati in vano. E la vita è preso sotto un'ala, proteggendo la mia infanzia, ma non basterà. Che poteva è stato, questo ormai fa parte del mio passato. È andata via l'estate senza spezzare un fiore. Ho creduto di farcela, ma non basterà.
That was the gorgeous sounds of La Cruz, and they're a pop type of group from Milan. Been around for a long time, actually. And that album that song comes from, called È andata via l'estate, which means summer has gone away, which sort of feels like today, actually. Sort of crazy this week. It's what, June 10th, and we still haven't got summer yet. I'm hoping that will change really soon. But the album Dietro la Curva del Cuore, Behind the Curve of the Heart, by La Cruz, a great duo from Milan. And before that, Jovanotti, who is also probably better known for his pop and rap stuff, from a great album of his called L'Albero, The Tree, a really cute little song called Il Re, The King. It's just a cute little love song. And Jovanotti is one of those musicians who, you know, he's surprising. You know, he started out as a rap musician when he was in his teens, you know, a little bit, you know, a little bit cheesy, I must say. But, you know, he was young and he started out that. But he's very talented and he's done many albums that really crossed the boundaries, bringing in musicians from all over the world and experimenting with different rhythms from South America and other parts of the world, Africa too. And that album is a real cute one. He's a great songwriter and if you really listen to the lyrics, if you speak Italian, or if you can read some translations, they're really nice and often quite politically charged as well. So he's got the dual thing of being able to write love songs and write really quite biting political commentary, basically. And before that, Francesco De Gregori, one of the greats of the Italian music scene from the 60s, is still going strong, and from an album called Bootleg, and it was called Bootleg because the album is a live album that has got no... the disc is black, actually, and there's absolutely nothing written on it. You wouldn't know what it was, and it's just sort of like a play on the fact that people, you know, have been ripping off music for ages, and he decided he'd put out his own rip-off of his own live concert called Bootleg, and it was a classic track of his called A Pa. And Francesco De Gregori is also, I mean, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, cantautori, and his album Rimmel is one of the classics of the genre. If you have not heard it, please go and buy it. It's probably easily available online. Rimmel, which means mascara, R-I-M-M-E-L. Sort of funny. Anyway, great album, and he wrote a fantastic song about Pablo Neruda. And that whole album is just full of gems. And I know Farrell Spence is a big fan of Rimmel, and I'm glad that she likes it too. There's more than one of us here in Vancouver who listen to Francesco De Gregori. You're listening to Give Him the Boot. It's CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm here till 9:30 today. And I'm hoping that you'll stay with me to listen to a little bit of Italian and world music. Coming up now, Pino Daniele, a Neapolitan blues man. It's a shame that most of these musicians have never made it to the States or Canada, although Beppe Gambetta has and is coming back again. He's going to be the Stan Rogers Folk Festival this year in July. I'm just trying to think. Maybe Eugenio Bennato's been here as well, probably organized by the Italian Cultural Center. Speaking of which, I thought I would let you know what's going on in the world of Italian. The Italian Cultural Center, which is in East Vancouver, is always doing lots of really interesting presentations, including a series of films, and they're doing one called Amor di Roma cinema series, and on the 20th of June is going to be Manuale d'Amore, Manual of Love. It's a Giuseppe G. Veronese movie from 2005 with Carlo Verdone, and it's presented by the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, the Italian Cultural Center, and also the Regione Lazio Cultural Society. It's 7 o'clock on the big screen in the ballroom. Popcorn and admission is free for all, so that's on June 20th. Can't say no to a free concert, free film. Also, remembering Italian Week 2008 is going to be running from Sunday, June 22nd to Saturday, June 28th. And opening day will be a market day, the official opening on the outdoor stage at the Italian Cultural Center at noon, followed by a whole bunch of wonderful entertainment and also the Friends of Ferrari race for the kids in these little Ferrari cars. They're pretty cute. So that's June 22nd to June 28th. There's a whole bunch of different stuff going on. Check out italianculturalcenter.ca. And if you ever want to learn Italian too, you can go and have classes at the Italian Cultural Center. Also, the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, which is the Italian Cultural Institute, which is sort of an arm of the Italian government. They share a space on the same floor as the Italian Consulate downtown, but they are a separate entity. They're a bunch of wonderful people who work there, and there is a great library too of books and movies too, I believe. You can check out the information there by calling them and speaking to someone at the Italian Cultural Institute. They are always organizing a series of presentations by different people from different genres, science and technology, cinema, architecture, etc. And they have a couple of things going on this month. On June 10th, which is today, there's a lecture by UBC Dr. Fabio Rossi, and that's at 6 p.m. tonight at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in 500-510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver. It's a free admission, but they would like to pre-register. So if you want to go to that, 688-0809, and it's going to be How Nobel Laureate Mario Capecchi's Scientific discoveries will change the world. It's organized also in conjunction with the Consulate General of Italy, and it's Dr. Fabio Rossi has got an MD in from Genoa, and during medical school he developed a passion for the investigation of the complex biological mechanisms underlying tissue regeneration. And he is basically going to be giving a lecture about the Nobel laureate, this Italian scientist who was awarded the Nobel Prize in 2007 for discovering how embryonic stem cells can be used to genetically engineer living organisms. So that's pretty interesting stuff. Also, what I find is very interesting is on June 18th, which is Wednesday next week, there's going to be a talk called Lessons in Slow Food at the University of Gastronomic Sciences. It's a multimedia presentation by Dr. Rachel Black. It's also going to be held at the Italian Cultural Institute's headquarters on West Hastings Street. And Dr. Rachel Black's originally from Vancouver, but now lives in Italy. And she has been working as a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Gastronomic Sciences in Polenzo, Italy. She's an active member of the slow food movement, which is something I've been reading about a lot lately. And she's going to be giving a presentation about the slow food movement and this University of Gastronomic Sciences. And she's been spending, I think, a year there, and she's going to give her personal experiences of this very unique university. Sounds great. I love the idea of it. Wednesday, June 18th, 6 p.m. Again, free, but please register on 6880809. That's next Wednesday. And that's about it for stuff happening around Vancouver for now. If I think of anything else, I'll let you know. Okay, and onwards we go with Pino Daniele, a song called Canto do Mar from his album Dimmi cosa succede sulla terra.
Figli di uno stereo sul Mediterraneo, figli di qualcosa che è arrivata da lontano, da lontano. Canto, 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 tuma, canto, canto, tuma, canto, canto,
tuma. Muto, 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 vino preso a me, muto, 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 ecco, muto, 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 vino preso a me, muto, muto, muto.
Saraceni, greci, un padre marziano e gli alleati che ci hanno liberati, che ci hanno liberati. Canto, 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 tuma, canto, canto, tuma, canto, canto, tuma.
Muto, 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 vieni a presa a me, muto, 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 ecco, muto, 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 vieni a presa a me, muto, muto, muto.
Marinara,
come a tutto.
nasci nel 67.
Ma come amore?
Mi strega San Giuliano. Facitemi passare che c'è con la Bassolina. Facitemi passare. Voglio vedere un film con tutto le pipì. Voglio vedere un film.
Un po' basta ancora.
Uscite Angelo vuoi calare il leggio fresco. Uscite Angelo vuoi calare il leggio fresco. Torna nei basti pieni. Vuoi come marinare?
Ma come amore?
A 167. Istrega San Giuliano.
Faccio per un
già video 140.
Faccio per un
già video 140. Uscite ma passare che c'è con la Bassolini. Ma fa malaga,
pure a me.
Ma fa malaga. Ma fa malaga.
Pure a me.
A dove?
What is that?
I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
That's right. CITR has a Friends of CITR card that you can buy here from the studio, and you can use it around town for books, clothes, music, and also discounts at various eateries around town. So it's a great deal, a good way of supporting the station. So you are listening to Given the Boot. It's just past 9 o'clock here in Vancouver, BC. Was raining and cold earlier today. I'm hoping that goes away, but I can't really see what the weather's like right now. And anyway, moving right along, you're listening to Given the Boot. We just finished an hour of Italian music, and we finished on the lovely tones of the accordion from Riccardo Tesi and Claudio Carboni's album Crinali, and it was a song called El Gaucho. Before that was Pino Daniele with Canto do Mar, which was a lovely, lovely track there. He's more of a blues guy, Pino Daniele. And but now I want to talk a little bit about Ale Mola. He is an unbelievable Swedish musician who I have seen, never seen play live, but I have heard him in many different formations. He has his own solo stuff, and he also has played with the likes of people like Ali Bain. I know Bruce Molsky has just done some work with him. He is also in a group called Frifot. And this latest incarnation, his newest album, is called Jeff Gell, and it's Ale Mola Band, which is made up of himself. He's a composer, arranger, and he plays mandola, flutes, shawm, accordion, harmonica, and sings, so pretty talented. It also features the wonderful Greek lead vocals of Maria Stellas. She was born in Sweden of Greek parents, but she sings with various rebetiko groups and is also a dancer. Also in the group is a West African Mamadou Sene, who sings lead vocals and plays the Senegalese fiddle. Magnus Stunebom plays fiddles, mandolin, guitar, and backing vocals. Also Sebastian Dubé, who plays double bass, and I believe he is originally from Quebec. It's a real multinational group, this one. He's a trained classical musician and also a great jazz player. He's also a member of the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And completing the lineup is the Mexican percussionist Rafael Sidahuizar. His special interest is Afro-Cuban and Latin drums. So the Ale Mola Band, really cool lineup. I think this is their second album, and we're going to hear a track from that, Namlöst Spa 8, and that's going to be followed by another Swedish tune from a group called Bazaar Blah, but more on that in a minute.
Thank you.
was the lovely sounds of a group from mostly Denmark, although they have a Swedish guitarist and bouzouki player. They're called Failed, and that's from an album Nisht, and a couple of, it was a march and a polska. And this group is it's an interesting group, F-A-E-R-D. That's how it's spelt, I presume, Fjerd.com. And they're a trio now who whose music crosses all borders between different styles, traditions, and nationalities. Danish and Faroese ballads, melodies from the Faroese troubadour, J. Svabo, Shetland fiddle tunes, all sorts of things. And they are made up of Peter Urbrand. He's a prize-winning Danish fiddle and viola player. Also Jens Olsvan, Swedish guitar, bouzouki player, and singer. And Eskil Rome, who's a saxophonist, accordion player, and singer from Denmark. It's a lovely combination, and I'm just glad that I've listened to that. That's a new one for me. Before that was Bazaar Bla, who are a great group, young Swedish new folk group, Johan Hedin on nickel harpa, Bjorn Meyer on acoustic and electric six-string bass, and Fredrik Gill on percussion. And it really does sound like that track was called Rik, which is the name of the Middle Eastern drum. And it is a mix between Swedish traditional music and some Middle Eastern rhythms in there too. It's a definitely unique set of instruments, and those guys, I think it's their third album called Nish. I wonder if they have a newer one than that. But the nickel harpa is great, traditional Swedish instrument. The percussion ranges everything from darbuka to kanjira and also cajon, and then the bass guitars there as well. And they, the trio calls it trans-global trip folk. It's pretty much, genre. Crossing their music inspired by traditions from all over the world. And the ambition is to invite you as a listener on a trip through time and space. It's really interesting. They've got a MySpace page. I like their music. It was a cool song. And before that, a little snippet of Ale Mola band from the new album Jeffgel. When a little, just a two-minute snippet, you get a bit of a sound of Maria Stelis's great Greek vocals. And then, of course, Ale Mola's fantastic instrumental playing. Next up, a band from Canada, Klestory. They are from Quebec, although a couple of the members are Russian originally, and they play klezmer music, as their name suggests. They have been touring around Canada and other places quite a lot. So I remember they were here last year. I think they played at Capilano College, and they have a new album. It's got a really cool cover. It's called Nomade. And it's just a beautiful silhouette of all of the instruments. You can see the players and the instruments really well, but you can't see their faces. And I'm going to play a track from that album called Russische Scher. This is Klestory, followed by supergroup Mosaic from their album Live from the Powerhouse, Suleiman's Kopanitsa. And I'll tell you more about Mosaic in a minute. You're listening to Give 'em the Boot. Thank you. was Mosaic, live from the Powerhouse, a CD from 2004, recorded in my hometown of Brisbane. In fact, I was at that concert. May have well been me hooping and hollering in the background. That was the first time I had ever seen Andy Irvin, Donald Lunny, Bruce Molsky, and the other two musicians, Nicola Parov and Rens van der Zaam, who are this amazing multinational, multi-genre supergroup, folk group. And, of course, you know, with Andy Irvin and Donald Lunny, you've got that really strong Irish connection. Rens and Andy have also done a lot of music in Romania and other parts of Eastern Europe. Nicola is a fantastic Eastern European multi-instrumentalist. And, of course, Bruce Molsky, the wonderful fiddler, banjo player, guitarist and singer from the Appalachian Southern American music tradition, amongst other things. And that group sort of perform intermittently around the world. I've seen them a couple of times in the States. I think they toured Australia. They've toured parts of Europe. Never been to Canada. Maybe we can get them here sometime. But they do all live in different countries. I think each five of them live in five different countries. Mosaic, live from the Powerhouse. Great CD. You can get it from Andy Irvin's website. There's a link to buying that CD, and I'd recommend it. It's to anyone. It's a great CD. Just to finish off here on Give Him the Boot before Bryce starts his show, Third Time's the Charm, I'm just going to finish off with a little bit of Spanish flamenco music from Paco de Lucía from his live album El Duende Flamenco de Paco de Lucía, Punta del Faro will be this track. And I'll see you all next week at 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening to Give Him the Boot. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. come join the free evening gala talks of the 3rd Annual Wall Summer Institute for Research on June 23rd and June 25th. To reserve your tickets, call 604-822-1291. The Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies at UBC will bring together invited participants from around the world to explore the implications of a globalized capitalism for the future of agrarian society. On June 23rd from 6 to 7:30 at the Sheraton Wall Center, Jomo Kwame Sundaram from the United Nations will present Washington Rediscovers Agriculture, the Political Economy of the Agrarian Turn. On June 25th, from 6 to 7:30, at Freddie Wood Theatre at UBC, Emmanuel Wallerstein from Yale University will speak on the return of the peasant. Possible? Desirable? The events are free, but tickets must be reserved in advance by phone at 604-822-1291. Once again, that number is 604-822-1291.